This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. U.S. farmers remain hopeful that the push for renewable diesel will open a large market for the vegetable oil press from soybeans. However, used cooking oil, particularly from China, is also used as a feedstock in biofuels and has been depressing the need for soybean oil. We will hear more from agricultural economist Frayne Olson next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
Used cooking oil is used as a feedstock in biofuels and has been depressing the need for soybean oil. North Dakota State University agricultural economist Frayne Olson says this is because of two different policies currently in place.
The California Air Resources Board, or CARB, is actually really behind a lot of these decisions. And at least right now is, from what I'm understanding, the kind of the driving force behind some of these uses for not only the used cooking oil, but also for other sources of vegetable oil.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
Starting with the basics in 2024 crop evaluation, as well as planning for the 2025 growing season, is essential fertility-wise and elsewhere, according to outstanding Southeast Iowa area agronomist with BEX, Greg Shepherd.
That even includes liming, pH. There's been a couple of situations where we've discovered that the lime hadn't been applied in 4, 5, 6 years, Andy, and really, that's disappointing because we had good planting conditions, we had good growing conditions, especially for corn, all throughout Southeast Iowa. You know, then you come to a field and it's just a little bit off the pace. And I understand farmers' disappointment. And we have seen some different things with maybe some of our workhorse hybrids that have really, really produced well and yielded well. But more often than not, in order to achieve record yields, we've got to invest in fertility to achieve those yields.
You can learn more from the Practical Farm Research Guide at BEXHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.